Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Out the door, Casey went on to score. Who was the Royals fan, posing as the umpire man? We were gonna be world champs, we beat LA for sure. We beat them every game, thanks to Tom Niedenfuhr. Highway 70 led to our enemy. The first base umpire led to our funeral pyre. Since Pujols and Vina, way before Molina, there was Jack Clark and Willie and backflips from our man Ozzie. Now you give the finger to pictures of Don Dinkinger, cause Cards fans, they still feel fried from 1985.
Fried and Five.
Fantastic song.
Fried and Five.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After. My name is Tim McCurtain, ranked number one again. Excited about it. I don't know how long it'll go on.
You stayed humble, which is amazing.
That reminds me of K-Dot, doesn't it? Juan from PP Corp. Doug, this is Juan from...
Get closer to the mic.
Well,
K-Dot.
Okay.
Stop yelling at our guests.
Yeah, even you yell at the sea monster, you yell at Danny Packer. Well, I mean, these guys love America, Jack.
Yeah, I want them to be in there, have their A game.
You don't have to live up to that curmudgeon label every single second,
well,
all right?
We can't hear people. It's a radio show, and if they don't talk close to the mic, we can't hear them.
First of all, you chastise a guy for being rude to the commissioner of baseball. Now we have a guest, and you immediately yell. Instead of saying, pardon me, sir, can you move closer to the mic? There's two ways to do it,
his
Tim.
Name is
we
in
just
the
talked about it in an earlier segment.
His name is in the suspension log.
Juan's?
Yeah, of course it is.
It's not.
You've been suspended before.
That's a serious Doug, that's slander there.
You've written in some hideous stuff.
You just said he was in there. And
I
then
could find his name in there somewhere.
He said he hasn't been suspended.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised.
I thought you'd check your facts before you make such an allegation.
I think you'd all be surprised.
All Juan has to do now is prove the malicious intent, and he's going to own you.
Okay, I'll find his name in there.
We are at the Gateway Buick GMC Studios, and those studios today are Wheelhouse downtown St. Louis, and it's a pony down there. I mean, I come in from paying for parking, and I'm glad I took care of that, in the commercial break, and there's like a bunch of people just firing Papa Shot. Come by Wheelhouse downtown, presented by Bud Light and 590 The Fan today, between now and 3 p.m., and the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the Hollywood Casino Press Box, the Midday Grind, and the Hardline will all be giving away tickets to the Bragging Rights game on Saturday night. All you have to do is have the best Papa Shot score. So come on down and enjoy a good time at Wheelhouse at downtown.
You could say that's a bunch of guys doing Papa Shot. To me, I look down there, and it looks like some sort of congregation of great Americans. You can feel the patriotism
down
there.
Yeah, I guess, you know, now that you say that.
And we'll have someone on the dais who will criticize every single one of them, and I'm not putting up with it.
Yeah. This, I don't know that you know everything about the suspension law.
I probably don't.
Because it contains a lot of hurt. You know, these are sexual assault allegations, many of them. And I did indeed find one from the PP Corps' name in here right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw you write that in like 20 seconds ago.
No, I didn't. That was just some other paperwork I was doing. So this is very serious
stuff. What's the date on the one from PP Corp?
Did he really write that in
there? Well, that's why I'm asking what the date is.
No, 11/28.
Did you cook your own books?
11/28.
Were you suspended 3 weeks ago, Juan?
I don't recall.
Yeah, sure, you don't recall.
Now, that's Ronald Reagan and the Iran-Contra.
Yeah, that's what Bill Clinton said, too. I don't recall.
I have no
idea. No, he actually said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
It depends on what the definition of is.
Right.
He said that, too.
Yeah, but that's not what Juan said.
No.
Well, Juan said he does not recall. Right,
what is the definition of is?
Is.
All right. Well said.
So Juan is up here because you and the Plowboy have a friendly disagreement on Snapchat. Is that correct? Well,
there was just one piece.
What was the piece? So you like that when somebody says
he
piece?
Thought that the media outlets on Discover got paid by Snapchat to post their content when it's the other way around, that all those outlets are posting – are paying like six figures a day.
Really?
Yeah, it's hefty.
Now, how do those outlets make money off of posting those stories.
I don't
think
the ROI makes sense. Like, it's engagement and it's follow. Like,
but what does that get you? I gotta understand this stuff.
People are very focused on their reach, but that doesn't get you anything.
You seem to know about this.
He
you
does.
A marketing
that's why
guy,
I'm
legitimately
curious.
Oh,
he's a sharp cat. I don't think he wants to identify where he works, right. But I assure you. Well, you know where he works. Do you know where he works? No. He's legit.
I'll tell you afterward.
No, yeah. But I mean, that's your thing is social media marketing.
Why don't you just whisper it into the microphone?
No.
And his initials.
No,
you don't have to.
It's easy to figure out based on that.
And you either help this company or other companies improve their hashtag brand.
Absolutely.
Good.
And there's a JHE partnership coming up soon.
Nice.
Oh, wow. You guys are going to work
with the PB Corp.
Yeah,
with
we're only going to take a small finder's fee, you know, standard, 67%.
67%? It used to be 65%.
So do you agree with the hot take that we had on this show a month or so ago that if you're a sports talk radio station doing anything on Twitter, you need a GIF.
I don't know how I feel about GIFs, but I don't know. I don't know what it does. It adds nothing for me.
Well, for me, it did here because Mr. Nipples just sent one in of two women in a bathtub making out.
Well, yeah.
And that added to my prank.
That's a whole different element, though.
Okay, watch it, Juan.
Okay, let me ask you this because I don't understand the importance of a GIF. You said GIF, so I'm going to go with you. But I think a picture, for example, I don't know if anyone's seen it on Twitter. I've only tweeted once or twice about the Cat Chat podcast on the Inside STL Podcast Network. Our current guest is Colton Wong. I have a picture dressed as a cowboy.
That's a nice image.
Right? So that's something that can help get that message out as people look at him dressed as a cowboy.
Well, it illustrates what you're putting out audio-ly, visually.
It actually has nothing. We don't discuss him ever wearing it, but you just want to grab attention.
So do you feel like it's a bait and switch to the audience?
I think people who have listened to the Cat Chat podcast understand it's 30 minutes of nothing. Some mumbling.
I enjoy the ghost talk, I got to tell
you.
Juan, have you ever seen a ghost?
I have not.
But what do you think when you hear certain members of the Cardinals don't stay at hotels because they saw a woman playing a piano in the corner of their room?
There's something to it. I mean, enough people have said stuff about ghosts that there's something to
Anybody you know and you consider credible seen a ghost?
They say a lot about the Easter Bunny, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But, I had a weird experience as a kid. It wasn't a ghost, but it was something.
Stepdad?
Actually, it was not to get too sentimental, but like my dad had just passed, and like 2 months after that, there was a fax on his office desk that was the date that he and my mom got married, and it was an image of like two angels in heaven, one with the arch as his halo, and it had just like a tagline that would make sense to him, and my mom had never seen that paper before, and it was kind of, you know,
so it was sent 2 months after he passed?
Uh-huh. Well, no, it was just showed up 2 months after he passed. Ah. It wasn't actually faxed, but it had like a fax line on it.
Wow.
So, yeah, there's stuff out there.
Like, oh, I
you
do
said
believe
about
in
the brain
that,
power.
Wow.
The spirit of man, and I don't know, maybe it transcends just sitting around a dais talking about
this is a dais. This
John
is a
Lackey.
It's
like, Doug, like, what
it's
if, like,
of restaurant tables
like, say we get done doing the show in 30 years or something. Okay, and we pass away, and we're still at Wheelhouse as ghosts doing the show here.
So I would live like an eternal hell.
Ghost
not
bottle
that
service.
That's a Wheelhouse, but
and there is a ghostly text inbox where the ghost of the hipster tower goes south continues to sexually harass your ghost ass.
You would be, I think, one of those souls that has turmoil and
poltergeist. Poltergeist,
because the truth is, if you went to heaven, you'd be up there complaining about it. It's a little cold in here, don't you think? So they might not let you in. So you're going to be stuck in the in-between, haunting someone.
Okay, maybe I'll haunt your house.
Come on by.
All right.
I got something for you.
What do you got for a ghost?
Something.
Nothing.
I'll leave out cookies.
Plowhawk, are you understanding where Juan from the PP Corp is coming from? Juan,
I mean, I do, and I guess I just didn't think that they were spending at least that much money to advertise on Snapchat. Because
are you certain they're spending that money, Juan? That's the price for that?
When Discover launched, it was definitely six figures a day.
Wow.
Wow.
That's nuts.
Wow.
So I did not know that, and I think I thanked him for the information. I don't think me and PP Corp could ever
have
a dispute.
Beef.
Yeah, thank you.
You can't. I mean, Plowboy and Juan are as likable sorts as they get, Doug. They really are.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to this thing here on Snapchat.
Yeah, what do we got today?
Well, I got a snap from Larry Nichols, surprisingly. But, Doug, here, are you on Snapchat at all? So here is is this what you're talking about with Discover, right?
Yes.
There? Okay. And so Black China is a Dream in Green is the big story there from Daily Mail. I will click on it, and I would imagine it'll be an image of Black China and some story about her dress. And here it is, and there's a little graphic shooting around.
Okay. Now, why would I need that information?
Well, there's that question, but from a bigger picture perspective, why is Daily Mail spending $100,000 to have that real estate?
I think that it's just a different way to repurpose the content you're going to find on their website. And so people who prefer Snapchat to maybe going to,
just
like their Twitter account or something like that, it's basically the way to have the same content on a different platform.
But does it only work if I click on it, or if I say, okay, scroll up to say read, and then it takes me to Daily Mail?
Right.
And then they get that click.
Yeah, and I think that
they're operating on a CPM model.
I would assume that yes, and then they're aggregating all of the kind of the clicks based on their different platforms, and that's kind of their final engagement number.
Interesting, interesting. All right, I guess that's it, Doug. So why don't we start Snapchat?
Well, you think someone will pay us to advertise on our brand?
Yeah, like we could show us firing up on Papa Shot, and people be like, "Oh, I'll have to click that and see Doug shooting for him." See his
six
chamber.
Figures a day, they say.
Would think we could at least ask for that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, then I think we're wasting our time not to.
I got to do Picking and Groaning with Producer Joe.
Oh, yeah. I got to check the Bitcoin price.
All right. Let's put it on the back burner.
Okay. I think we probably should.
Hey, have you gotten all your holiday shopping done?
No, I haven't.
Is it because you just don't know what to get John Vaughn?
That's usually the problem.
Really?
I don't know not just him, but everybody. I'm a bad shopper.
I'm
a poor shopper. I don't know what to get.
I got an idea for you.
What?
How about Cardinal tickets?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, all you got to do is go to Cardinal. You can do it right now. Cardinals.com/holiday. So many great packages for the holiday season, and you can knock it. Wait, let me see what time it is. It's 9:18, and you could knock this out by 9:25, and your shopping is done in 7 minutes for the entire family. If you want to do it.
Yeah.
They have a bobblehead game pack. This five-game pack features five great weekend games, including popular bobblehead giveaway dates, Carlos Martinez Mystery Hair Bobble, Opening Day Hall of Famer in Car Bobble, Dexter Fowler Bobble, and more. A Cubs pack bobble. Cubs, and more Cubs, Jack. This five-game pack includes tickets to five Cardinals-Cubs weekend games in the 2018 season. And Friday pack, which is a good idea, too. This five-game pack features tickets to five Friday night games, including a Cubs game. And popular giveaway dates like the Yachty Tumbler all-over print shirt and Cardinal hockey jersey. Go to cardinals.com/holiday and knock out your holiday shopping with a gift everybody will love.
Now let me ask you this, Juan, from PP Corp. You're a young fellow. This show has Tim, who's the youngest, but not young by any stretch,
yeah,
and a couple of geezers. What is it about this show that would appeal to a younger person who probably enjoys different things and sees the world perhaps differently than the senior folks on the dais?
Banter and not taking yourself too seriously. It's always important.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do your peers listen to this show?
Yeah, I actually, some of my beta brothers are the ones who got me into it.
On Kai.
Mm-hmm. In Kai, but it's okay.
In Hoke, in Kai.
What does that mean?
What does it know?
On Kai?
Said that in an attacking manner.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
What does that mean?
It's a beta phrase.
And what does it mean?
What are you, Levitar?
You just want me to give all the secrets up?
Well, yeah.
No.
Don't come on here and say on tie, and then it can't tell us what that means.
Kobe tie?
On tie.
What else do you listen to outside of this so I can try and get a gauge? Doug, I'm going to do market research.
A lot of hip-hop music.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
And, do you really listen to Big Daddy Kane?
I do. Anything from the 90s for real, is just as good as like stuff today.
I get the job done, smooth operator, pimping ain't easy. Doug, what would you put on Mount Rushmore?
I don't listen to any of that.
Okay.
I don't.
Who else? You're down with Future.
Yeah, Future.
What about KDOT?
Yeah.
Have you listened to KDOT on Howard Stern? Have you listened to that?
No, I have not.
You ought to do that, Juan. I just got done listening to it last night. On the way to see Santee, we were listening to Howard Stern and Kendrick Lamar.
I heard he talked about he got kidnapped at like age 6 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to definitely listen to that.
And he's been engaged to his high school sweetheart. and doesn't drink or smoke weed.
He's playing the model so differently than all the other rappers.
Now, what is playing the...
Don't come on here with a bunch of fancy millennial phrases like un-kai.
Well, yeah, that's a millennial phrase, Doug.
I've never been this disappointed with
the Sam member. Walton said that.
Yeah, he did, and Ken Lay. But
Ken Lay from Enron?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to boast about him being part of the team.
Well, came out, so. But, Kendrick doesn't spend his money and throw it around and post all over social media. He's not, putting his money to his ear and things like that. Like you said, he doesn't drink.
What's putting his money to his...
Another classy gesture. And don't count. As you do this, you're counting on your fingers.
What's wrong with that?
We don't want any
lists.
Nobody
is watching.
Sea Monster's watching a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
But compared to kind of all the bravado and the boasting that you see in hip-hop nowadays, Kendrick just has genuinely good intentions. From all of his albums, you can tell that he's actually focused more on just humanity and, coming together as a culture, whereas a lot of...
So you think the jam Humble is actually an instructional tune and not a diss track?
Doug and I kind of disagree. I think it was coming at Drake a little bit.
Doug, did you take that as a shot at
Drake? Had it coming.
He had some of the things
that he has done. I've had it to hear with Drake.
Right.
Is that because of the front-running thing?
It's the front-running thing. It's just the start of it.
Yeah.
There's so many things. I couldn't even mention all the other front-runners.
Nice.
So it was a diss track.
I think there were definitely pieces in there.
Who do you think's better, Future or K-Dot?
Kendrick. Kendrick's going to go down as the greatest of all time.
Wow. That actually is a bold statement. You came on here and decided to spit a hot take.
Absolutely.
Greatest of all time at doing what?
Making cookies. Doug.
Rapping. Oh, it sounds like Juan's getting a little tired of Doug.
He's kind of had enough of me. Greatest rapper of all time?
Yep.
And then Mount Rushmore of greatest rappers of all time right now, go.
Kendrick, Hove, Biggie.
Put Pac on there? Is that put Pac on there?
Don't talk like that.
I was in the PFG.
It's going to have to be a tie between probably Pac and maybe Pun.
Doug?
Pac and Pun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tie between Pac and Pun.
Yep.
Okay. Do you ever listen to, real music?
I do.
What else do you listen to outside of hip-hop?
A lot of, kind of folk type stuff.
So you go from Pac to Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yeah. Joan Baez.
Yeah, a lot of 80s. I mean, I'm an eclectic guy.
I think what Pandora, Spotify, iTunes have done is you're going, oh, I'll just listen to this. I don't really care what genre it is. Mm-hmm. Whereas, Doug, when we were coming up in the game.
Yeah. As we just fuzzy-cheeked rookies.
Right. We were just listening to a radio station, whatever they were playing. That's what we became familiar with. But now it's like, oh, this is, I can access everything's right here, and I can hear a genre of music. Oh, I'll click here, and now I'm hearing a totally different genre and a variety of different artists, which is why I think people, and you're, 25, I guess, more often than not, don't just listen to rap or don't just listen to pop, rock, country. It's a potpourri of different genres.
Right.
Coming up, for me, it was I would listen to Q106.5. Remember that one? Remember that? And then the KHTR, if you're going back really early 80s, that was 103.3. KHTR, Q106.5 was ironically 106.5.
Okay.
But then in the early 1990s, because of the neighborhood I grew up in.
Tough hood?
Yes, South City.
Yeah, tough hood.
I became really ingrained with the gangster rap culture because people go, oh, South City's a lot like Compton. And so
you'd wear that little red Michael Jackson jacket.
and rule the streets. And rule the streets in that.
And spit game.
Yeah, game recognized game. Hoes do too. Mm-hmm. So then I became interested in Pac, NW Cube, Dre.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay.
Guys, I only listen to AM radio, bro. Thanks. It's from the 314. I think that's what most millennials do.
AM only, because the signal's so much stronger.
But your peers, they probably aren't listening on 590. They're probably streaming or podcasting like the Dickens, right?
Unless they're commuting, probably.
But they don't commute. Millennials don't commute. They take mass transit or bikes.
Not in St.
Louis,
I walk
five blocks. I live right down
here.
See? Yeah.
Doug? And what are you doing? You got it in your Beats by Dre.
Yeah, pretty much.
See? I know I did market research.
You live where? Mansion House?
No. Bailey's Ranges? Burger place?
I've not been there.
Three blocks up this way.
Okay.
Is it good? Is the burger good? Good, real good burger. Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Whatever comes up, comes out.
You live right there, do you?
Mm-hmm. Got a grocery store right there. Got everything I need.
By the culinary.
Yep.
Right. How about parking? How about parking?
Park in my building at work, so not too bad.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So your building doesn't have parking?
No, it does. Or it does, but it's extra. So I get, you know, just it's included in my...
So you just have to leave your car there overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And walk 5 blocks every time you want to get to your car.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
That's city living. Blocks? Some people are just glad to have a spot for their car.
It takes 5 minutes.
Well, what do you do if you come home with a couple bags of groceries? Or you got to unload?
He said he lived in the grocery store right across the street.
Or unload anything from your car. You walk 5 blocks every time you get back.
Well, I can park it on the street to unload stuff and then go park it in my
garage. Do you do grocery delivery service?
I don't. I do culinary and then I go to Lucky's a lot.
What about that time that you wanted to put 47 cinder blocks in your house,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and you had?
I got those craned up through the balcony.
Good for you. Blessed. So he's got it.
We got some drywall that you need to hang.
Guys, and now Juan's getting attacked in the text inbox. That's what happens if you appear on the show. Just don't take it personally. If you leave Slim Shady off your Mount Rushmore, your argument is invalid. In the words of Jim Hayes, you may step down. That's from the Crystal City Clamor. I'm not done yet, Juan. Juan's credibility is completely gone. No Snoop, Pac, or M on your Mount Rushy of rappers. Take your ass back to PP course with that noise. Doug, that's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side Lover.
No, it isn't.
Eminem nowadays makes music for kids who play too much Call of Duty and drink too
now,
much.
Now, what does that mean? Because that might have been a shot at the Plowhawk, but he's not a Call of Duty guy. He's in a Madden 93 Dynasty or something. Plowhawk, do you like Eminem? Marshall Mathers to you, Russ.
Actually, I'm not a fan necessary, but I could see why he is on everybody's Mount Rushmore, and I have nothing against them. But if I was
who's on your Mount Rushmore, bro?
Oh man, on the spot, I would have Snoop for sure on there. I got Tupac. I got Nas.
don't do that. Like you're tired.
I got Nas, and I have
Nas.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a toughie. I think Ice Cube, Nas, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac will be my Mount Rushmore.
Nas is an interesting play.
That's kind of your way of criticizing it, but you're saying interesting.
No, I mean, like, just anything after Illmatic was just decent.
Doug, did you feel like anything after Illmatic was good?
I don't listen to any of it. I think it's crap. I don't listen to any
answer,
of
Doug.
It.
Good answer,
Doug. This story on Eminem, and it comes from the New York Post. Eminem did what many people do when looking for love. He used an app. The walk-on-water rapper, 45 years old, told Vulture that since he and Kim Mathers finalized their divorce in 2001, dating has been difficult. Doug, that's 16 years of difficulty for a multimillionaire.
Right, I'm sure it's really hard.
Quote, it's tough. Since my divorce, I've had a few dates and nothing's panned out in a way that I wanted to make it public, he explained. Dating's just not where I'm at lately. When asked how he'd meet potential dates, Eminem, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, said, yeah, Tinder and Grindr. I also used to go to strip clubs. What can I say? Going to strip clubs is always meeting some chicks. It was interesting. Thanks.
Who are you meeting at strip clubs other than the dancers? And isn't Grindr the gay one?
Clip that off. And yes.
Isn't it? So he just came out.
Juan, how do you interpret that? Because maybe we over 40 may not understand.
I think he was kidding. But
Doug,
I don't know.
Doug, do you think he was kidding?
You ever do any shopping at Grindr, mister?
How do you shop on that app? I don't understand.
You're a man in love, aren't you?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
He'll be thrilled to hear that.
No, something new's popped up.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm sorry. This is the problem. Wow. I'm like Christopher Darden. Yeah. You need to know the answer before you ask the question of the witness. You need to know the answer.
And here's what young people say. They're not saying, hey, I'm starting to see some. They go, oh, we're talking.
Yeah,
right? Isn't that what young people said? We're talking.
Yeah,
it's going well.
Like it's some sort of negotiation.
Right.
Well, don't say like it's a bad thing. I'm saying it's a different thing.
Well, no, that's what they say. They say we're talking. I hear that from my son, too. Oh, I'm talking to this one. I'm talking. What do you mean you're talking?
Do you scold them?
A little bit, you know.
As F now, but his earlier work should keep him on the rushy. This PP Corp is spot on. Maybe we could bang later, bro? That's from Sir Ian McKellen's thirst for boy juice.
Mm. Mm.
That's what happens. You come on the show.
Yeah.
Stubby Applause says, this Juan sounds cute.
Now that's funny.
Who is this mongoloid saying Kendrick is better than Nas or Jay-Z? Eric in the Central West End.
Mm.
So, well, I'll tell you, you go with a Mount Rushmore, Doug, and all of a sudden.
There's no upside to it.
Yeah. That's right.
It's really exciting. It is so exciting to do that.
Juan, why no props for Outkast? Thanks, 618.
Were we putting groups in the Mount Rushmore?
Doug, were you putting groups in there?
I wasn't putting anything
anywhere.
Kind
of a caveat that needs to be mentioned beforehand.
Don't say caveat.
Since you like the hip-hop, I'm going to make a recommendation. You might have heard me talk about this group, one of my all-time favorites from my younger days, Booyah Tribe.
Okay.
That's a Samoan.
Samoan rappers, the scariest rap group that was ever created.
Wow. See if you want to put them and on the Mount Rushmore after you check out their one song.
It's hip-hop and funk all mixed together.
That's what you need.
Yep.
Scary because they're going to beat you up? Is that what you're worried
They were
about?
Larger gentlemen.
They were giants.
They were
Some of them
gentlemen.
Were giants.
Okay.
They're not trying to scare you. They're trying to entertain you and get you up off your feet.
Doug, Big Baby Drum is the hottest S now. Dude can actually croon. Thanks. That's from Brett Hull's Bonfire.
Imagine that, as a singer who can actually sing.
I hear something in my headphones.
I do,
you?
Too.
You hear I hear whistles. Oh, here we go. Thunder and lightning. Ain't no way you break it. Now, do you consider
good.
This at least in the mix to be on the Mount Rushmore?
It's got
to
be.
Yeah, thank you.
This is the kind of music you like, isn't it?
Stingray's got some pipes.
He does.
He can croon.
Rap music gives me nightmares. Damn you, Juan. That comes from Butch Patrick's Werewolf, though. Sea Monster had some audio we have to listen to here. Doug, do I have my little audio sheet? Nurse Nancy, I don't know. But what was it, Sea Monster? I know you don't have a headset right now, but he'll stop by the microphone.
We have a very famous celebrity. I think you'll recognize the voice with a passionate take on eggnog.
Ooh.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I understand why so many people hate eggnog. I just don't get it, man. To me, it's one of the greatest drinks of all time. And for all of you out there that love eggnog, don't it throw you into something with somebody go, eggnog, You be going, what the hell you mean, This is one of the greatest drinks, man. Those of us who love eggnog, we love eggnog. I don't get the hate for eggnog. I don't know who decided to put vanilla, egg yolks, cream, nutmeg, and cinnamon in the same damn glass, but they are genius. I can tell you that. They are genius, baby.
Doug, who was that?
Steve Harvey, and I love him.
Steve Harvey's Family Feud. Let me tell you something. If it's 20 minutes or 50 minutes past the hour, I'm looking for Family Feud somewhere so I can watch Fast Money, and it absolutely, I'm engrossed by
Is
Fast Money.
Is it the
Money
game there. Or Steve Harvey? Because I think he's hilarious.
I think
he makes
he's outstanding. He makes the show better. I mean, Family Feud's been running, I think, since the 1970s when Richard Dawson would seemingly have a nip of the cooking sherry and come out and be maybe a little aggressive with the female
He was
guest.
Great, too. He was
a delight.
Great as
and then it kind of went down and then came back up. With Steve Harvey.
I think Steve Harvey is really funny. I get the sense he's a really nice guy. I love that even with the mistake that he made, the way he handled it, I think he's great. So now I like eggnog because I'm Steve Harvey lemming.
I think he's hysterical too, but there's been some horrible things written about him.
Right.
About the way he treats
Don't look
people.
At me or whatever.
Well, he explained that email. I mean, I think anybody time. You have somebody in-house who, like, outs crap like that. I think that reflects more poorly on that person, even though the person who does it isn't somebody who's well-known, you know. But with that said, he explained the reasoning. Now, would I have worded it that way? No. But I guess it was becoming an issue with, like, employees bringing in friends and family to come back and sign autographs and get pictures. And he said, with all the shows he hosts, and I guess he has his own talk show and Family Feud, that it was becoming an issue. I think you can convey that without going that route, but nonetheless.
And maybe he was having a bad day. Maybe he's like, that's it or something. Look, from what I gather, he's a decent guy, you know, except for the – we haven't heard much bad about him except for that thing.
Right. And if people would, you know, publish the emails I've sent, like to Brian Hoffman, he said something to me yesterday. And I typed out an email. If anybody who is not on the air ever talks to me again –
Right.
So if that got out, it probably wouldn't reflect well on. But you guys understand.
No, well, to be honest, the other morning it was 7:02, and I said morning to Tim, and then you. I know you were a little tired and everything, but you sent me a scathing email just for saying good morning to
right.
you.
Right, it's just kind of understood.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had it coming in that situation.
Thank you.
You know what I do for Doug? You're not there yet, Tim, because you're back still doing the research that we need. But when Doug comes in the morning, I stand. When he walks in like he's a judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's earned.
Respectful,
it's appropriate.
Right?
Yeah.
And Plowsy will not stand for Doug. I do.
Which is disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
I think it is.
Doug, who's on your Mount Rushmore of DJs? I go Skrillex, Marshmello, Tiesto, and Avicii.
DJ Scratchy Scratch? Wasn't he one of them?
Anybody
I go with
iPad.
Run or DMC or whoever there was.
Jam Master J.
He's number one. God rest his soul. If he's
Juan, where are you on this? Are you down with EDM? Charlie Marlowe is.
I can't stand it.
Ooh, interesting.
It's like a dial-up connection.
Thank you. That's how I feel. Like I said,
was that a drop or was that?
What do you mean? It's like a dial-up connection.
It just sounds like an old like AOL like dial-up connection in music. It's not. There's nothing to it.
Huh? You've taken a hard stand against it.
I am.
Juan, do you hang out here at Wheelhouse downtown?
Occasionally, yeah. Probably. Once or twice a
What's
month.
The median age on a Friday night here at Wheelhouse downtown?
Lower to mid-20s.
Yeah. So if I rolled in here, people go, oh, somebody's dad's here. That's cool.
Not
is
you.
Is parents' weekend?
No, you're good.
What about if Doug
and I... Doug, I just got accepted into Wheelhouse.
What if Doug and I showed up wearing cardigan sweaters saying, anyone need a ride to the ballpark?
Back? Yes, yeah. Right down the street.
The place would clear out.
Yeah, no, you'll do pretty well for yourself that night with that.
Is it true that there's a lot of lesbianism here?
Tons.
Are you
for heaven's sakes, there isn't. You just said that to feed into him.
Ray King says it, and he worked here.
Yeah, I know Ray.
You know Ray. He loves America,
yeah,
man.
Good guy.
Yeah.
This is a group of fine young people that will make a difference in America. You have a job. You have ambitions. Yet these are the people that Doug categorizes together and says nasty things about. This is a great American right here.
Yeah, well,
yeah, he's fine, but, you know, his name is in the suspension law.
I saw you write that in.
Well, I was just doing some other tidying up around the
you
book.
You cook your own books.
I don't cook this book. This is not a book.
He just said
cooked.
You wrote it in there.
Well, and
it's
I just said
charge.
I was just doing some paperwork.
We might have a place for you at JHE, actually.
Doug, Petromart is the sponsor of Kelly Chase, and he was with us yesterday. As a matter of fact, usually he's with us on Thursday. They're up there in Alberta late night. We did it yesterday. Blues analyst Kelly Chase joins us weekly on Thursday mornings, fueled by Petromart. Start all your pregame festivities at Petromart, a proud sponsor of your St. Louis Blues and a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline. Not only can you fill up on gas when you stop at one of Petromart stores, you can fill up your stomach, too. They offer a wide selection of food, drink, and other goodies to satisfy you and your families. Petromart, clean, fast, friendly. Are all your friends who maybe relocated after school or high school, as the case might be, are they back in St. Louis and you guys having ponies all weekend? How does this work when you're a tyke who's 25 and have the world by the ball?
There's a good amount of people that still live in St. Louis.
But most move to Chicago on the north side
and
have flings for 5 years, make a nice amount of money, then have a down payment in a lower cost of living area and come back and then begin to breed. Am I correct?
That's a good amount of them. I also have a lot in Dallas, a lot in Denver.
Oh, yeah, Denver's becoming a play, too.
Yeah, they're all working for Dish out there, so I guess that's kind of
Dish.
Dish
of
Network?
Mm-hmm.
All of them are working there.
Good amount of them, yeah.
Really?
So, I would say that out of the people that went to Mizzou, maybe like a third are still in St. Louis with big chunks in those cities I mentioned and then a few others just scattered across
the
U.S.
Where else do they go? L.A., New York?
Very few, surprisingly. I feel like that's, not as many as you might think. A few in like Charleston and, you know, kind of that southeast type area, but few people who have just had to take kind of odd jobs in places like Louisville or like a Nebraska type area.
Oh, so people who went to the journalism school.
More engineering, surprisingly. But
what?
Yeah. I think they're making pretty good bank over there. So
don't say making bank.
Now, I don't know what this text means because I think Juan is a wonderful addition to this hour, but it says Juanzie should change his name to now you have a friend in the tinkle business. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Maybe the PB Corp. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's that bad.
Could
Thank
be.
You. But see, now with Juan here, a lot of the text can start being explained to us.
You can kind of decipher a few things here and there.
Guys, Dish is a dying company. Thanks, Duchess of Rudder. Is that true?
How would we know?
I don't know.
We didn't even know how to get here this morning.
Seems like stayed over last night.
With the smart,
gonna spend the night at Juan's.
With smart TVs, there's a lot of way to get a lot of programming now and not have to have a big satellite.
Do you have system.
No cable?
Cord cutter, Doug.
Yep.
What do you have?
I have I'll pay my mom $20 a month to get the logins for Fox Sports, HBO, all that
kind
of stuff.
She won't give you the passwords?
No,
I can't say I hear.
No, because I'm pitching in for the cable, but then it's just an extra login.
Right.
So I get that.
The cat is singing now.
Pay for my own Netflix,
plausible deniability.
All that kind of deal.
For the kids at home, that's not the way to pirate.
I'm paying.
But you're paying your mom for hers. Mm-hmm. You're not paying for your own. I don't think that's kosher. But that's okay. We're still good. You and I are still good.
When did you ever worry about cheating somebody out of a buck?
Oh, my God.
Look at the guy who just doctored his own book.
That was paperwork. That
Boy,
was simply paperwork.
You give yourself a wide berth in life, don't you?
Yeah, well,
you may step down.
Seamaster, I'd like to get an update from Danny Packer. We have 19 minutes left for our TMA contest on Papa Shot. Again, you get three shots at it, and when we average the score, last I heard, 66, the average of 66 points in 40 seconds over three games. That's an average of 66.
That'll be tough to beat.
Yeah, and the high score is 71. That was winning as of 9 o'clock. Let's see what has transpired since, ladies and gentlemen, the Sea Monster.
The current leader is Brett with 66.
Brett with 66. Doug, you saw Brett walk in.
I don't know
and
who
you
Brett
said,
is. Cecil,
here's a guy who looks like he can play Papa Shot, and you were right.
I didn't see which one he was. I thought it would be the guy who played at Syracuse, or claimed to.
Oh, that's White Collar Gangster.
Oh, I thought it was the other guy who claimed to play at Syracuse.
No, White Collar Gangster.
Okay.
Well, maybe the other guy did, too.
All right.
Yeah, we had a guy come in who's a scratch golfer and, like, the best at Papa Shot. What an operation he must be running.
Well, and then that dude that was blown out of his mind.
Oh, on the white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell.
I was just down there sending a few emails.
What does that mean, marshmallow fluff?
Yes, yes. Right.
And you keep sniffing like that. What does that mean?
I have a cold.
Oh, I thought maybe you were on the white as well.
No.
Clip that off.
You ever have a fluffer nutter? Delicious.
No, I haven't. No, no. Did you shoot one?
I wasn't too good.
Not too good.
I think I averaged like 40-ish.
Yeah. About what I did.
And I have a Papa Shot in my apartment, so I'm really down on myself.
Oh,
that.
Hold on.
You have a Papa. Bless alert. Mm-hmm. Bless alert. Mm-hmm. Doug, we have a couple of new sponsors here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We want to welcome them on board and, of course, tell our audience, make sure you support the sponsors. You support the sponsors, Juan?
Oh, absolutely. Salt and Smoke at least once a month.
Good for you. I haven't had the new one yet. I got to get there. Doug, you want to go get Salt and Smoke tonight and hang out?
Well, I'm, would you look at the time? I am so pressed for time.
You can still be a hero by getting a perfect holiday pressed. Gift for your lady, and today is the day to get it. Celsius Cryotherapy in Ladue has a special one-day offer. Get 6 cryotherapy sessions on a gift card for only $100 when you mention hearing this ad on 590 The Fan. Another great gift idea from the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's 6 cryotherapy sessions for only $100. At Celsius Cryotherapy, 8839 Ladue Road. Available today only when you mention 590 The Fan. Cryotherapy, what is it? Well, it provides relief for soreness, pain, swelling, and inflammation. This is a gift that alleviates stress, anxiety, fatigue, insomnia, and depression. Cryotherapy triggers collagen production for skin rejuvenation, too. Details are available at InsideSTL.com or go directly to Celsius Cryotherapy today at 8839 Ladue Road, just east of 170. Mention this ad on 590 The Fan, and get 6 cryotherapy sessions on a gift card for $100 available today only. Celsius Cryotherapy is amazing, so share this experience with your loved ones this year. Doug, that's on InsideSTL.com. There'll be a new website, 590thefan.com, for 2018 when I did my new deal a few months ago. I said I'd like to have Inside STL kind of back to myself. And so 590thefan.com. We'll be launching here in the next, 2 weeks. I mean, there's only a couple weeks left in 2017.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, yeah, I don't have to think about it much. I've got a calendar. I know what day it is.
What do you think?
Christmas is coming up. You've got to hurry up and get the website done. Well, and you've got to hurry up and probably get your Bitcoin done, too, for Christmas. I see Bitcoin is going down. It's now at 16,019. That's like 3,000 points down, 3,000 down in just a day or two. Now, a lot of people are making money on Bitcoin, not exactly doing the right thing with the IRS. Not exactly.
Now, what do you mean by that,
baby? It's kind of hard to judge. You know, you don't get a statement at the end saying you made all this money, and the government doesn't get a statement, I don't think. So there are people reaping a lot of profits and not claiming it, and they can get themselves in trouble with the IRS. That's where Mark Milton comes in. If you've invested heavily in Bitcoin or in other virtual currencies, or maybe you know the IRS has asked a federal judge to force Coinbase to turn over its entire list of Bitcoin account holders. Why, you ask?
Well, equipped with that information, the IRS may begin targeting taxpayers who have not reported their Bitcoin gains on their tax returns. If this message is giving you heart palpitations, you need to contact Mark Milton at stltaxlawyer.com and do it today for a free consultation regarding your Bitcoin-related tax issues. A lot of people have made a lot of money on Bitcoin, but don't get yourself in trouble with the IRS if you don't follow all the correct procedures. And the guy you need to talk to again, the former Department of Justice Tax Division attorney Mark Milton. Here's his website, stltaxlawyer.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
Yeah, it really shouldn't. Here's something that we should recommend. That's sending emails in for the Hot Shots email today. That's coming your way in a matter of moments. Plowhawk, will you be on the read today?
Yes, I will. A couple good ones.
How do you feel about it?
There's some lengthy ones, but I think they're worth it. So please bear with me on two of them. Or they're a little lengthy, but I think they're funny throughout. So if I'm wrong on that, I apologize. But a pretty good batch.
Doug, it's something to look forward to.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Sounds like it's a pretty good batch, Plowsy. Hopefully there'll be no vileness.
Nope. No vileness, I don't think.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, that'll do it.
No. Hold on. I got more. I'm trying to. Let me just text Bill. Let me just get this. Text him just real quick, and then I can just get this if I can. Here are the Barstool Chicks on.
No.
What? This is a good. It's on Iggy Azalea and Nick Young.
Can't we just let Plowsy talk about something for a minute? I like Plowsy much better than the Barstool.
I think this one will change your mind. Yeah, I see, Monster.
We could pivot to we have a couple of Mike Francesa clips with some of his callers last week.
Doug, would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Would you rather want to hear Barstool?
Let's do Francesa.
All right, let me tell you, you're a legend. This is a dream come true for me. I did some radio and television work way back in the day. Huge fan of yours, Mike. I was supposed to be there on Sunday to meet you. I didn't make it. I tell you, I'm heartbroken. Going through a divorce, my wife and me always talk about you. I used to watch you, tape you on the Yes Network, Mike. This is great to speak to you. Mike, I want to meet you one day. I want to ask you a big favor. How about I come up to the station on Friday? Could I come up and meet you?
No.
I like that a lot. Hold on, Mr. Francesa. You get a bell.
That was the end of it. He just cut him off at that point.
He was definitely cut off. That was not edited. He just said no and went to the next caller.
God bless him.
All right.
I like it when someone's asking for something. They go, how about? Instead of just saying, hey, Doug, can you give me $100? They go, hey, how about you give me $100?
This is great to speak to you. Mike, I want to meet you one day. I want to ask you a big favor. How about I come up to the station on Friday? Could I come up and meet you?
No.
Nope.
Killed that guy's dreams. Broke the man's heart.
Here's what I think. I think Francesa's so used to getting pranked that even if somebody is being serious, he assumes he's being pranked, and so he dismisses it. That's what I think
is
going
on. Yeah, probably
the
safe way to go.
Here's another one, Doug. Take a listen, because this one, he thinks the caller is intoxicated.
Next guest is Red. This is a wild. It's been wild so far. Really, I'm surprised. Who is this?
Hello. Is Mike there? Hello. Steve Summers here, and you there. And first of all, let me say I can't thank you enough for being a better than expected lead into my 6:30 show.
I tried. You know that? They told me, listen, the only thing you're there for is to make sure Summers does what he's supposed to do. You're just there to set the table. That's what I've tried to do all these years.
Well, and you did a better than expected job. And of course, not only do you belong in the Hall of Fame, but also your contract. It should go right next to your bust.
The contract might make it before I do. I think.
They're entertaining each other, that's for sure.
I think they have a rapport in the past, so he didn't hang up on him immediately, but I have no idea what that guy was talking about. Try to throw some one-liner, did not work.
Well, a Francesa clip is better than a Barstool Chick's.
I don't know, Fran and Rhea talking Iggy Azalea.
I know Plowsy's Fran.
I'm with
Kat
on this one. This one was not really well done. I'll give it a hard pass if I were you, Tim.
Mm. Oh, I don't know. This one had like a
sea monster, Doug.
This one, I think, is the one that had like a false start that was kind of entertaining.
Yes, exactly.
We really don't need to look. They're more successful than we are. They do a fine presentation, right. Just not for me, is what I'm saying.
Well, maybe we ought to hear it then.
Doug says yes. Wanna... I say yes. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
The Daily Mail reported that Iggy Azalea and Nick Young were at the same restaurant together on a dinner date.
How dare you?
They were not. No. Iggy Azalea had none of that. She went on a huge Twitter rampage.
The tweets show how much hate she has for him. She would never, ever be seen with him ever again.
She even wished on Nick Young that every candy cane he gets
She wished to a reporter.
Oh, the reporter?
Yeah.
My God! Yeah. I thought it was Nick Young, the reporter?
The reporter.
Holy s***, we gotta restart. Wait, why is it beeping?
Every candy cane to be broken? You don't wish that on your worst enemy, like your arch nemesis. Nothing's worse than a broken candy
Nobody
cane.
Wants to eat
and
two pieces
wants,
of a candy cane.
Happy,
she
Doug?
Wants him to have
Doug, you happy?
I know, I'm regretting my
life. Everybody decision. Wants to have a candy cane that's like a lollipop. You don't want two pieces. You don't want to throw them in like mints. To the reporter that wrote this article, I hope that your candy canes stay intact for the rest of your life.
Just, you know, maybe fact check a little bit better.
Yeah, we didn't need that.
Again, I wanted to pivot to the emails, so I apologize. I did cut this, and it was hard to listen to.
Okay.
Next time you can delete it and say you made a mistake, lousy.
Doug, she was trying to join the team. I told her, wait, chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. That's from the 618.
And what would be the purpose of sending that to us?
What was going on right?
The purpose
Juan,
of that?
What was going on right there?
Wasn't that the future line from Jumpman?
Doug, was that
chicken
Jumpman.
Finger fries? We don't go on date.
Okay, don't do that here. Don't do that here.
Wow,
I thought that was pretty good. Bob, why did you enjoy that?
It was entertaining. Yes.
What does it mean? Where is it from?
She was trying to join a team. I told her, wait, chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates.
And this is the music that you like.
Yeah, that's Jumpman. That's Dexter Fowler's walk-up music.
Try this out. Mm-hmm. Booyah Tribe, it's a winning team. Why you say that? We get the loudest screams. I think you'll like it.
No, I'm going to check it out after this.
You know, maybe, Doug, you want to Google Booyah Tribe?
I won't be
too scared. Giant Samoan, man.
Who knows what they might do
to me.
They're
scared.
Hey, the Blues are in action this evening. Always head out to Hot Shots, one of their 11 area locations, Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. And on Tuesdays, they have Blues Ticket Tuesdays. Blues fans are invited to join the party all season for Blues Ticket Tuesdays at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday game this season. Show up and register to win a pair of tickets and cheer on the Blues while you enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Tank Tea and Colton Bombs, Blue Sampler appetizers, and more. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home of Blues fans for more than 25 years. Check hotshotsnet.com for more details. Juan, you've been very active on your phone during the segment. What's going on? Is there a business you're into?
Talking to people, figuring out plans for the break.
Doug, do you find that to be rude? He's on the show.
I feel like I've contributed a fair amount.
Yes, you have.
Sorry to worry you out there, Sodbuster.
I think you've done a fine job.
I do, too.
A wonderful
might
addition.
Might be a co-host on the show before you know it. Plowhawk, are you ready for
Let's do this thing.
I think he might have had a little muffin in there when he said that.
No, I didn't. I had to try to get a twang in there. Is the music levels good on your end, boys?
It's
I'm
fine.
Not too loud, not too
fine.
Soft. All
yes,
right.
It's fine.
Let's
music
do it.
Music levels is good.
Papa shot, huh? That's the game where you put a shot glass of Jose Cuervo in between the butt cheeks of a random cute dad and find creative ways to get the tila into your tummy without spilling any down the dad's butt canyon, right? You know, taking a shot off of Papa. Well, it sounds like a fun, sexy time, but what in the heck did that have to do with the bragging rights game? Thanks, Timmy Tom Tom.
Next.
Tom Tom.
I'm sorry.
Any good ones, Plowsy?
I hope. Hey, boys, I just picked up Iggy's guide to hosting a holiday party entitled Cheer in Your Cup, Holly on Your Plate. And I have a few questions for the recipe for homemade Lena's pizza. Step one, retrieve Lena from the storage facility. Rattle the cage if necessary to ensure she's not breathing. Step two, wrap Lena in plastic and place in freezer for 24 hours, as it will be easier to saw her in 25 pieces later. I guess I'm confused with why we need to see if a pizza breathes, as well as the reason we're sawing a pizza without first cooking it. Thanks, Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Neil Allen, Craig Paquette.
Are they getting better?
Well, not really.
Guys, Plops here.
But go ahead.
There are moments in my life, of my every professional broadcast, where you just kind of sit back, smile, and say to yourself, wow, without a doubt, I've made it. Sitting in a bar on Washington Avenue in downtown St. Louis at 7 a.m. on a Thursday in December, asking people to come play Papa Shot over the AM airwaves has got to be one of those moments. Hashtag jelly. So I'm walking from Oakville to downtown this morning to play Papa Shot, and I ran into your old pal Soft Hands. Who's talking on the intercom? I'm being interrupted. So I'm walking from Oakville to downtown this morning to play Papa Shot, and I ran into our old pal Soft Hands from the Post. He said he had just finished saying some goodbyes with David Berkowitz. I asked him what he will be working on in this new year. He said he's working on a story for Father's Day in which he lays out the facts as to why Eric and Lyle Menendez are actually the best sons anyone could ask for. So we got that look forward to. Thanks, Misty Plops.
Doug,
it was in reference to a Soft Hands article the other day. Anyway, I do believe. Another alternate Godfather scene. At the Mobsters vs. Coppers charity basketball game, Sonny calls timeout to draw up a final play. Sonny, we can't get past Salazzo and McCluskey. They're blocking every shot. Michael, if we trust the process and Clemenza can find some way to get me the ball, I'll dunk on them both. Sonny, you can't dunk on a policeman in a charity game? You think this is a Papa Shot in Doug Vaughn's basement where you shoot from long range? No, you gotta get in close, and bada bing, you get sweat on your nice Ivy League headband. Tom, they foul a few times, and he takes in very personal. Michael, we're talking about a crooked cop, a cop who brought in nothing but ringers from Kirkwood High. We've got writers on the payroll at the Post-Dispatch, right, Tom? Derek Gould might like a story like that. I'm taking it to the rack, Sonny. It's not personal, it's strictly business. Wow. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
And yet it's the best of the bunch so far.
Sadly, it is.
Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Good morning, ballers. Hey, Doug, we and the neighbors like to run trains under our Christmas tree. Would you like to be part to our trains? We heard your caboose was recently inspected and is ready to roll. Tis the season, all aboard, except don't let Iggy follow you over. Sincerely, Pedro Power.
I didn't like it. Pedro Power. He's new.
And we have time for one more. Is that cool, boys?
Well, yeah, sure.
Such a great bash. Dear Mr. Vaughn, it's my distinct pleasure to inform you that we do indeed have a vacancy at the lovely Pfister Hotel. As you already know, we have all amenities that you would expect from a haunted luxury hotel. However, we do ask upon check-in you provide your own rubber gloves and water-based lubricant. Remember, in order to make your stay as pleasurable as possible, we ask that you refrain from the use of Vaseline or other oil-based products that may disrupt the milking of the prostate. Thanks, and may the boner be with you. That is from the hipster of Tower Grove South. And that is what we have for email of the day.
Hipster.
Pretty good today, Doug, right?
Tower Grove. On another day, this would not win, but today it's a clear winner, Bill Pullman. What's got him so tickled?
You're cranky today, though.
A little bit. I'm going to say Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech has shipped the Hot Shots email of the day. Well, Doug, it's 9:59, and that means it's time to hand out some bragging rights tickets, courtesy of Bud Light and 590 The Fan at Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis. Who has won the TMA bragging rights tickets, Doug? 66 was the average score. 71 was the high. Over the last 15 minutes, did somebody come in off the street and somehow outdo that score? 66 held. And what was the gentleman's name?
Brett.
Brett.
Brett. Just goes by the one name.
That's right.
Brett. Now would have been a good time to come because you could shoot and be a part of this show and then hang around for 5 minutes and shoot and be a part of the next show.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And then it's a really good time to come like at 11:55 because then you can hit three shows.
Right.
Because Matt and Show's an hour.
Two quick shows.
Matt and Charlie.
Have lunch here and then hit the third show. Might walk away with six tickets.
Yeah. Now all of a sudden you're talking about ROI.
Seems like you're trying to game the system, though.
Well, that's just what you do.
Juan, thanks for stopping by the dais. Isn't this a nice dais?
It really is. Thank you for having me.
You did a nice job.
Thank you.
It's a nice Mount Rushmore. You're taking the high hard one on the fan page right now.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look at that after this.
Doug, did you see what they're saying about him on the
No.
film?
No. Why, would they be unhappy?
What could they
Not
say?
Not happy
this,
with his Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
He'll live. I think
that,
he'll
that
live.
That made people angry. Sure. Why wouldn't that get people upset? Why wouldn't that?
How many emails do you have over there, Doug?
These aren't emails.
No. I'm talking about the notifications on your phone.
Why are you looking at Doug's phone?
28,126.
You need to do something about that.
I know.
Should I know?
You think that might be clogging up my phone a little bit, do you?
It's right there. I'm just looking.
I know.
It was a
I've never seen anything like that.
They come 700 or 800 a day. 28,126.
Yeah, when you sign up for Brazzers, you got to tell them you don't want the mail list.
20 phone calls that I haven't responded to.
You're a busy man, important man.
Well, it's mostly.
Not as important as Frank. We got to get out of the way.
Yeah, Frank's got, like, things to do. We filled time and let guys play Papa Shot. Yeah. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Juan from the PP Corp making a special guest appearance. Look, Chris Gardner's here. For Chris Gardner, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, of Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios today at the Wheelhouse in downtown St. Louis, presented by Bud Light for the Papa Shot Bragging Rights Ticket Giveaway.